hear further from the word of the Lord in part of the Gospel of Matthew chapter 12. And while he yet spoke to the crowds, behold, his mother and brothers stood outside seeking to speak to him. And someone said to him, behold, thy mother and thy brothers stand outside seeking to speak to thee. But he, answering, said to them who told him, who is my mother, and who are my brothers? And stretching forth his hand to his disciples, he said, behold, my mother and my brothers. For whoever shall do the will of my Father who is in the heavens, he is my brother and sister and mother. We read further from the Heavenly Doctrine in True Christian Religion number 305. The fourth commandment, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be prolonged, and that it may be well with thee upon the earth. So reads this commandment in Exodus 20 and in Deuteronomy 5. In the natural sense, which is that of the letter, to honor thy father and thy mother means to honor parents, to be obedient to them, to be devoted to them, and to return thanks to them for the benefits they confer, which are that they provide food and clothing for their children, and so introduce them into the world that they may act in it as civil and moral persons, and introduce them also into heaven by means of the precepts of religion. Thus they provide both for their temporal prosperity and their eternal happiness. Parents do all this from a love which they have from the Lord, in whose stead they act. In a related sense, it means that if parents are dead, guardians should be honored by their wards. In a broader sense, to honor the king and magistrates is meant by this commandment, since these provide for all in general the necessities which parents provide in particular. In the broadest sense, this commandment means that men should love their country, since it supports and protects them. Therefore, it is called the fatherland, from the word father. But honor must be shown by parents to one's country, king, and magistrates, and they should implant this idea in their children. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.